Oh, we got a,
he's not the,
we got a brand, I got a brand new Niles. Tracker. I got the brand new Niles.
I didn't mind the old Niles.
Well, I was just going to say, like, actually, I think the new Niles has too much health because I was whacking away at the other one. So do we actually is have...
That, I think you just have to undo that last attack. I don't know exactly what you guys have done for different.
I mean, if anything, I think I owe Niles some pain. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Age of Ashes Live, brought to you by Dicewise Entertainment. Sponsored by Fantasy Grounds, giving us the adventures, which we are enjoying immensely. Shout out to our other sponsor, Devon Knight of Devon Knight Minis, who give us these great action-packed, poseable, turnable, much better than a POG, in my opinion. Devon Knight, high art, high-class minis. And now he actually has a new series of animated minis, the ones that actually, like, they move and look like they're threatening. I'd love to get my hands on those. That sounds really, really cool. Tonight in the house, our regular cast of players, a Joe, a Matt, a Frank, a Ryan, some dwarves, a little guy with a mustachio and a rapier who's finally de-aging his way to dwarven glory. Waiting in the wings on our Twitch chat and our resident lurker, Mr. Rob Hams, in the house. Soon you will be enjoying the Dungeon Master stylings of Rob and Ryan. And I've even tempted Matt to possibly take up new shows or turn existing shows over to them for a season. Maybe a book, maybe a dungeon, we shall see. We shall see. So, when last we left our intrepid heroes... Oh, look at that, I did say it after all. Bringing up the battle map, the battle music. We were entering round 10? Niles, I think you had like 24 initiative. Sure. It is the female hobgoblin warrior's turn. And turning her full attention upon Theoin. I'm just going to stab you. Stab, 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 stab. There's so many things we can do. Hunting and praying and praying and hunting. But you came at so fast. Like, I didn't get a chance to make you my prey. I'm gone from the offensive, getting cocky with some disarming, and now you've put me in my place, and I'm on the defensive, taking far more many hits than I'm dealing out. So now it comes down to the classic D&D rock'em, sock'em, robots. Who has the better metal? Who shall be victorious? And who shall survive my deadly rapier attack for the 19? No.
Yes.
No, fuck.
I'm okay. Keep rolling like that.
How about another rapier attack with 18?
Yeah. Nice. Yes.
And how about with a slightly less... with a slightly less big, huge penalty? A dagger with a 23.
Misses.
What?
Normally it would hit, but because this hits and does damage, that triggers my reactive shield. So my shield snaps into place just as the blow would take effect, avoiding any hit at the last second. I immediately use the raise a shield action and gain my shield's bonus to armor class, raising my AC to 24.
And I do the damage to the shield. What is the damage reduction?
Hardness 5.
Okay, so I do the damage. 6 points. So you and the shield...
Shield takes a point.
Split it, yeah. Starting with the shield. Okay. How many hit points does your shield have?
Has hardness 5, 20 hit points.
Okay. Can you mark that on your shield?
I'd have to just add it as a footnote to my character.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's pretty cool. Something we can track. I remember the old DP to armor from second edition, and I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. Until the rogue that had 10 DP, which means 10 hits and he's done. And the armor would just shred. He's like, damn it! Armor malfunction for the lady rogue. Naked schlongs. Oh, sausage fest. And that rule got thrown up pretty much as fast as it was made. But do you remember the rules for certain weapons, bludgeoning, slashing, and piercing against certain types of armor? Where like a slashing weapon actually took a penalty against chain, but bludgeoning, bludgeoning weapons got a bonus because, you know, the chain doesn't absorb the impact as well as a slice. Anyway, pretty cool. But then you had like a plethora of armor classes. And again, the rule was thrown out. I thought it was pretty cool. So, moving along, I'm done. Albrecht, what do you got for us?
Right, so it looks to me like Euros is going to have things well up in hand in three. So I'm going to turn, take a step back to the door.
Okay.
Place my hand on Niles' shoulder, giving his aid to AC,
okay,
as well as infusing him with the power of True Strike.
Go on.
So I'm going to cast the spell True Strike as one action, and I'm going my final action to So what this does is a glimpse into the future ensures your next blow strikes true. The next time you make an attack roll before the end of your turn, roll the attack twice and use the better result. The attack ignores circumstance penalties due to the attack roll and any flat check required due to the target being... But that doesn't apply here. It just gives him two rolls on his...
Okay.
Not is yet. That self-only or can you cast that to other people?
Oh, that's wait. Pretty awesome. Sorry. My bad. That is self-only. Oh,
Niles, what a tease. Let me tell you about this spell. It's going to make my beard extra pointy. I feel really good about my next move. And he's like,
I'm so sorry to tease you with that. But I tell you what, instead of aiding with your AC, I'll cast magic weapon instead that I can actually do to you, which is, in my opinion, a far better spell. The weapon glimmers with magic and energy. The target becomes a +1 striking weapon, gaining a +1 item bonus to attack rolls and increasing the number of weapon damage dice to 2. This lasts for one minute.
2d8.
Damn.
Niles the Piercer. Niles 3.0 is a beast. All right. And it's Niles' turn because I'm just going to burn your chevrons on not knowing your own spells.
That's totally what would happen.
Yeah.
Oh, no, can't do that.
He's like halfway through a spell. It's like, oh, wait a minute. That only worked on
He no longer gets my aid to 80.
Okay.
Oh, it's all right.
I prayed.
So Niles, with a mighty plus one to hit in the modifier down the bottom. Yep.
I will target half-orc warrior number 2 still in the corner. That's home.
Okay. Do the poke.
With a 24. Does that hit, sir?
Oh, so close. Yes.
So here's the normal, and then more... 14 points of damage.
I'm sorry. The second dice doesn't go through because I'm already dying.
Oh, it's all at once.
Yeah. So. And he goes down. Ah.
Not bad for a little rapier.
Yep.
And that lasts for a minute, eh?
That's not a little rapier anymore.
Yes.
No,
yes,
not anymore.
But for my next action, I will cast a...
Who?
Or try to cast.
It's concentration check.
No, the reason I'm asking is because the person beside me...
We're hunter ranger types. I'm not so sure if we have attacks of opportunity. Let me just double check.
I'm going to cast it anyway. So.
No attack of opportunity.
No, sweet. So I'm going to use my 2-action heightened heal.
Ooh, lovely. Thank you.
So what this will do for Theoan is that he will get, when I roll it, 2d10 plus 16.
Jesus.
Can you hold on to the extra that will be left there?
No.
That in
that's
a bottle.
Huge.
Yeah, that's at first level. Heightened heal wasn't that good. Now reading it more, a lot better. Stick to the two.
It kind of seems like it levels with you.
Yeah, well, that it does.
Thank you, sir.
I'm trying to cast it. So. You're not letting me. Nope. Not who I wanted to target. I want to target Theo and plus 16. So 36. 36.
That was just max heal.
The power of alcohol flows through you, my son.
And I'm full.
And Caden rejoices.
He just pours booze on you. And everyone's like, oh my god, it's crazy. Is he gonna like light him up with a lighter? Holy flames. The alcohol burns off and it sears all your wounds and you look good. A little singed? You feel good.
I feel better. I am done.
Wow. Wow and wow. Well, that kind of changes everything. Couple shoulders are slumping around you. Oh man. Muros.
Hey. I know what I'm going to do to this one here. So I want to leap down from the tree beside me and land right beside him. Superhero landing style.
Opa. Athletics?
Hoo-ha!
Acrobatics?
Don't need it. I have a cool feat called catfall, which makes it so I don't take any damage. I treat falls 10 feet taller than they 10 feet shorter than they would be. So I take nay damage.
You don't take damage, but it doesn't mean you don't fall prone.
Okay.
All it says is no damage, right?
So you wish...
Acrobatic.
Acro.
Because even if you fail, it would be easy. It'd be like a flat check of 5, but...
A 25.
Okay. Very super and very heroic.
Thank you very much. And I gotta give him a flurry of blows to the solar plex.
Okay. And I'm talking like, how he hits the ground with one knee and one fist and cracks the boards right beside him, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Looks good.
So cool.
I become frightened of you.
Ah! That's wise of you. For a 16.
And miss. Spend all the oomph on the maneuver.
Aye. And then the second attack. Or an 8.
Okay. So you're swiping, he's scrabbling backwards and just dodging like mad. And
okay. Well, for my last action, then, I'm just going to try to grapple him.
You did 2 attacks and you jumped.
Yeah, that's a flurry of blows.
Oh, as a single. Okay.
Yep. And for my last action, I will try to grapple him. But instead of rolling it, I will use my assurance skill.
Go on.
Which, what's that?
Go on.
Yes. So my assurance skill takes away from any positives I would gain outside of my proficiencies, and takes away from any negatives that I would also incur. So it's a flat 10 plus my proficiency.
So instead of taking the negative 8 to hit, because it's your third,
yes,
or negative whatever, it negates that?
Yes, it does.
And how many actions does it spend to activate it?
It just sets up with my skill.
Is this a feat?
Nope, it's a skill. Yeah, well, it is. It's a skill feat.
Okay, because it's taking away penalties, so there's usually some kind of trade-off in this rule set that I've noticed.
And I get no positives on it either. I only get my proficiency, which is so
incredible. And how often can you do it?
Anytime I use my skill.
Really?
It's applicable to any skill.
But he's waiving all of his bonuses to be at par.
I only get my proficiency, not my skill bonus. So as opposed to a plus 11, I only get a plus 7. So it's a flat 17 check.
Okay.
So does a 17 beat his 4 DC?
Oh, so you don't even roll. It gives you a flat 10 to add that to?
Yep.
Ah, just a flat 10. So that's the balancing move. I see. Yeah. Okay, and what are you trying to hit?
So if this doesn't work to grab him, pardon?
My fort.
Yes, so it's a 17 versus his fort DC.
Guess what my fortitude is? Plus 6, making it 16, which means you grab him.
Hi, 4 points of damage.
So I'm dude number 5. And dude number 5 just became grabbed.
That's gross. Pretty.
That is
slowly building a monster.
Oh, wow. I think Messina just found one of the first rules loopholes.
A monster. That's okay. There's a monster coming up later.
So it's a swing. Well, and then I'm like, argh.
Just remember how beastly you guys are and how awesome this is for you now. Okay? Because I don't want to hear any crying and whining at what they put up against you in the next map. Is they do their homework, let's put it that way. My half-orc is now grabbed. Grabbed. I don't see it. Okay, I guess there is no grabbed effect.
There it is.
Okay, I am grabbed. And fatigued still, by the way.
And flat-footed.
Well, grab makes me flat-footed.
Oh, it already puts it in there.
I think so.
Very good.
So,
you cannot triple grab a double grab.
Okay. You cannot grab what has been grabbed.
Are you done, sir?
I got it. Unless you want to give me some more options.
No. Thank you. I think you've done quite enough. Thank you. Theowen.
I think I'm just going to chop. It worked really reasonably well last time, so let's see if I can't keep that momentum going.
Mm.
17. Female hobgoblin. Looks like it hit.
The 28 total, yeah.
For 6 points.
Ouch.
Second attack. 23.
Unfortunately, Al. Just swinging and dodging and
rolling some super awesome damage.
All I can do is just stay off the edge of your blades.
And miss. So swing, hit. 1 miss. I'm done.
Miss.
And now I'm no longer flanked. Thank God.
Why is that?
Because I never know when a rogue is going to go sneaking in there and pile on a bunch of sneak damage. I'm paranoid.
Did you move?
No.
No, I killed the flanking.
I'm not dead yet. I'm just lying down unconscious.
He's dead.
taking a dirt nap.
Just having a little nap. It's pining for
I'm not dead yet. I feel happy.
Yes. I heard bleeding is good.
All right. Now, where did we leave your little friend here? I believe I'm on my feet. And I believe I tried to shoot you and missed. So I'm standing in front of you with a bow and you grabbed me.
Yes.
All right. So I would like to break said grapple. We discussed this earlier. And I believe
it's versus my athletics DC.
Right. And is it the original grapple? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a DC, so it'll be a flat 21. He has to beat, and he can use athletics, acrobatics, or his attack.
Athletics is my best option.
I wish you the best.
With a 7. Do I have a base attack I can just roll? I don't think he does. Because I'm looking at my sword here, but I don't see any way to... Anyway, athletics has been rolled. I try to wiggle. wiggle, wiggle, embrace, and push, and fail. Can I do this multiple times around? I don't see why not, just with penalties, right?
Yeah, you just can't take the move action, that's it. Mm. And yeah, it's stacking,
all right.
I believe it.
I can't get off you, so I'm going to punch you in the gut with my D4 fisty, a fisty punch, because I don't see any difference. I don't see any difference there as far as what else I can do to try and get you off me. So, I just wish they gave me some kind of generic. I'm just going to have to use my sword. I don't have a... Attacks at the same. There's no magic on the sword or whatever. There's no abilities on the sword.
You're not proficient, though, right?
What, with my fist?
Yep.
Sure I am.
Unarmed?
Good question.
Yeah, if he's a fighter class, I'm trained
an orc ranger.
In unarmed combat.
Yeah, I'm orc ranger. I'm a ranger, so I'm assuming I can just... It's just crappy damage. So, using the sword strike against you. Grabbed. I'm fatigued. I mean, it's not. It's almost. It looks like rain. I'm just really not having a good time. Anyway, so pretending this is a Fist of Fury with a 19, and you take 2 + 4 = 6 points of damage. Okay. Now, we figured out off air that 12 was you from you mucking around with your character, like the Niles thing, where I was on the wrong character, right? So you don't really have much damage.
All
right, and your catfall ability, right?
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. You were grabbed and grappled. Catfall, you have to be free. There's got to be some... So let's hear about your catfall.
Sure. Just read it right off the sheet, and that'll be the best way to do it. Your cat-like aerial acrobatics allow you to cushion your falls. Treat falls as 10 feet shorter. You're an expert. So if you're an expert in acrobatics, treat falls as 25 feet shorter. If you're a master, treat them 50 feet shorter. If you're legendary in acrobatics.
Right. So I believe, or I'm ruling, okay, no rolls on your part. This happens automatically, but you have to, you know, you can't be in the middle of a grapple struggling to have this ability go off because you have mass on top of you. So you would have had to let go of him, which you did not.
No, the intention was to land, to use, yes, suplex.
Yeah, to like, just to fall.
We have to be together. So, this is a reverse hug.
Right. Now, we had rolled a D6. I don't remember what it was, but we do remember that there was supposedly falling damage, and you had the advantage. So, as far as I can tell, especially with your awesome rolls, you should be at par. You should have no damage. Until now. Because I just punched you in the gut for 6.
Ah!
So, moving on to those corrections... Now, a lot of people hand wave this, get on with it, get on with it, get on with it, but we're to keep these things in our heads, because it's not like he's going to do that again. There's always just something different. It's the end game. How scathed were they out the other side? Did they go down? Did they fall? We've had a character death. We've had characters go unconscious several times. And if we misinterpret the rules or miss something crucial, you know, we don't mind. I know it's a pain in the ass for you, but we don't mind resetting something or doing a bit of a take backsie, as long as it's not like rounds ago and it, you know, completely irrelevant. Because again, we'd like to see how the rule set plays out as well as the story. So even though it was like a session ago for us, because we were doing a double header tonight, it wasn't so long ago. And I took back the damage Miros had that wasn't supposed to be there. But now we fixed a couple problems, learned some things about falling and how Miros just is like a cat. And moving on. So that is me. And I punch you in the gut once. And I'll even be so bully as to try it again. Oh, you know what? My athletics check and a grapple is attacking, right? To try and free myself, which means my 19 would have taken a penalty of -4, which would have been 15, which would not have hit you. So you take no damage, because I want to be fair. Because it's the second and third attack. Oh, it didn't dawn into me until I just did a third attack at -8 going, wait a minute, did I penalize the second one? No, I did not. So anyway, struggling mightily with this alien chest hair trying to, you know, sucker my face and lay eggs. Oh my God. It's freaking him out. Struggling vainly. We move on to Half-Orc Warrior 2. Half-Orc Warrior 2 is not available right now. He'd like to stabilize. And he will get back to you if someone doesn't coup de grace me. Half-Orc Warrior 1 is going to continue his longsword assault on the cleric who just became a far more valuable target to down, because we just saw you, you know, heal the dwarf, assuming we have spellcraft and, you know, but there's some obvious, you know, caster with buff. That's not good. So striking with a 26 at Niles once. And here's the cool part. I marked him as my prey, and the strike is going to actually take, where are we here? two quick shots against the one you hit. Make two strikes at your prey with the required weapon. If both hit the same creature, combine their damage for the purposes of resistance. It doesn't really do much, but the first time I hit my hunted prey in a round that is considered my hunted target, I deal an additional D8 damage, which makes it worth it for even melee weapons. So here is your D8 plus 4 minus 1. Oh, I must add a modifier in there. Okay. Sorry. It's supposed to be 7, Niles. So I'm going to give you an additional 5 there. No, what happened with that? Okay. And you take a D8, another 5 on top of that as my hunted prey, which is 24? Not 26. I think it's 24. So you're at 19. Don't be so mean to yourself.
Ouchie.
Yeah. So that's the hunted prey from last round, hunted shot with my precision. Takes an action on top of my action, so that's 2. And then I'm going to do a regular attack at -5 with a whole bunch of missing. And that's him. The female hobgoblin warrior, top of the next round, called for Delta action. Da-da-da-da-da, you know, that kind of thing. And I am going to dive out the window behind me, which is already open. That's how the other guy got out. Sitting there wide open. I'm going to acrobatic my butt right out that window. Because Delta means, you know, fight on without me. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba with a 2 and a 12. I don't think that's good enough to dodge the incoming attack of opportunity as I leave my square from Theoin.
I don't have an attack of opportunity. I took it for the shield block.
Ah, but new round. Brand new round. Because I go first.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Brand new round, buddy. Top of the round. And she's like, position Delta. It does the, you know, corkscrew, two hands together, out the window. You know, it's right there.
I
just kind of like lean out. Not hard to go through this DC of 10 to 15. But the problem is, on the way out, whoosh, dwarf flail.
9 points of damage.
Oh, God, my spleen. Out she goes. Lands in the dirt. Doesn't exactly stick the landing. Oh, so I'm going to have my low DC. I get through the window, but I don't acrobatically land nicely. It's only 5 feet, so I don't take any damage, but it doesn't look cool. It's just counted as movement, and I'm prone, especially because you hit me. I spend my second action to get up and my third action to do something else.
Can I see her through the open window to see what she does?
You see the little head pop up, and you see the head bugger off to the left, outside of your view. And then you see her disappear, and she throws herself into the moss hanging on a cliff. And it absorbs her.
Spooky.
Yes. What's up with that? Na-na-na-na-na. In there. And that's me. Al.
Don't you hit, my friend! And I will unleash another empowered magic missile.
How many of these do you get a day?
I get 4 level 2 spells, 4 level 4 cantrips.
Okay, so you're burning through the magic pretty quick here.
Oh yeah, I'm just plowing through.
You're awesome, but as long as you're burning party resources, I'm happy DM.
Oh yeah, just, I'm burning them.
You'll be ready for a nap. There's a nice little cot. He makes his way in and lies down. Go on without me, Lance.
Full action, so yep. This is 6 missiles.
So who are you shooting at?
Half-orc warrior. First missile hits for 2nd missile hits for 5. 3rd missile hits 4th missile. 5th missile hits for 5 for a total of 18.
This is the first time the guy's been hit.
Missile for a total of 22 damage.
I had 19. No one's touched me the entire combat. And then you're just like... And again, that last one. Just the very last missile.
Empowered magic missile is OP.
That's pretty cool. Ouch. Ouch.
And what you guys actually see is the Gundam directional missile attack.
Oh, yeah. The missiles just seem to, like, branch out like great big web fingers and then come...
Goes right around Niles.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah.
Lifting Niles in the air, tossing his hair, and then striking at, you know... They like you. All right. Very cool, sir. Niles.
And that's my turn.
2 down, 1 jumps out a window. What's left in here?
I heal myself.
I touch myself.
I touch myself.
Okay. What do you got? Muros, while he's takes
13 plus 16, so 29.
Takes the book of Cain Calalion to the center page, turns it sideways, and it unfolds. And then he keels himself, touching himself for how many?
Yeah, 29.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're good.
That's awesome.
All right.
I only have one left, though, for the day. So.
Yeah, that was, that was it. Everyone's healthy. The
sorcerer, and I'll go sit down.
The sorcerer needs a nap, yeah. There's a chair right there. Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Muros.
Oh, so you want to play a little fisticuffs then? I let go of you then. I'll show you how to do some proper boxing. Like about a flurry of blows to the face.
Okay.
15 as a hit.
Hang on. You said you grabbed me and let go?
I didn't maintain the grapple, no.
Okay, sorry. 15 would not hit.
Oh, okay. Then give him back 5 life then. I'll imagine that totally.
Mm-hmm. You were saying?
And then my second part of the flurry. Ah, 23. That hits.
Would you like that 5 back, or would you like to reroll behind door number 2?
I'd like to take a chance on this one.
Okay.
9 points of damage.
You drop him where he stands.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case...
It was just like one, and he shoves his head to one side smiling, and then you just like roundhouse to the teeth, and does the big slow jaw turn. Oh! You know, it just goes down like a heap. Oh, and then the most terrible thing, this freaking puppy just springs up the ladder and grabs him, looks at you like, my kill, grabs an ankle, and disappears with the body off the far side into the bushes, and the trees just start shaking.
This demon dog, no good. I'll have to talk to Elbrick about that.
He thinks I'm kidding. Chew. That's okay. He only eats the body, spits out magical items, you're okay.
That's okay. I'll scurry down my tree there and head towards the cabin.
Okay.
5, 10. We're how high up?
Are we giving chase, or shall I end the combat here?
But I plan on diving through that window and taking at least a cursory stab at what's behind door number 1.
All right. Sorry, Muros, how are you finishing off?
I is hustling towards the cabin there.
Okay, so...
I've moved north, 35.
So
down
you,
the tree, 10.
Yep, so you want to do your catfall jump? Okay, again, so give me just a good, either an athletics to shuffle the rope, you know, the rope burn, or the, you know, acrobatic flip, stick the landing. You take no damage, but your roll out and slap the ground to defer the damage could still be all fours like a cat.
Gooder.
12 is good, and he's on the move. Theoin comes corkscrewing out the window right in front of you.
Well, I'm going to try to dive right through that window like that gazelle did.
Acrobatics, the shield might be a problem.
Oh, no, I'll just force it through with 160 pounds of dwarf.
Put it in front of you like a surfboard and lay your flail on it and then just kind of dive through, right?
That's kind of kind of my purpose, yeah.
Yeah. Tilt it.
25.
Yeah. So he comes out, all right?
Five.
Just like,
10.
You know how they run at the beach and at the last second they lay the board at the surf and the guy flops on it, okay? You see Theoin, the shield comes out sideways on an angle to fit the window, right? And... He rides it, and you see the shield scritch the edge of the window, and he corkscrews, gets himself under the shield, gets his feet under him, and lands, shield in the air, sticks the landing with a 25.
Aha!
He comes out to a Muros clapping.
Attack of opportunity, Theoin.
Nimble. I'm nimble for a fat guy. And then keep going.
All right, so we'll call that a single. This is a single action, so if you want to...
20... 25. There's one move.
Okay. Let's tell him what he's won.
What do I see?
You see? Get off me. You don't see me. Perception?
I should see somebody.
Okay. Squeezing through a window as an acrobatics check. Because I had her, like, that shot was 1. Then got up as 2 and then ran off as 3. So I'm going to have you cost a full action going through 2 to get here, and then you have a look around. This cavern, you know what? I've broken line of sight. We're going back. We're going back to the Misty Vale. See what he sees. This cavern has a layer of dirt strewn about its floor, soaked muddy in places by moisture and disturbed. It would appear, by the passage of feet, 2 tunnels lead further in, 1 to the north, 1 to the south. No sign of your quarry with a perception of...
Let's see here. 12.
They're either hiding real good or scampered off. Those footprints are part of hers, and she went one tunnel or the other. Damn it. Which one?
5. Wait. Do I have another action left or no?
Nope.
One to get through, one to move to there.
Yeah.
A passive to see if someone was standing right in front of me.
Mm-hmm. So I'll move.
So I should have one more action, right?
No. Like I said, the squeezing through the window with acrobatics is an action. Moving here is two. Perception is three. You're done.
Well, I didn't want to spend an action, a whole
you said, what,
action. I just want like a...
What do I say? Well, just in encounter mode, right? That's why I said, you guys, what do you want to break? Right? Combat? And you're like, nope, right on her. So it's like, okay. Staying in rounds for the momentum, it costs you the actions. Out of rounds, you get the free description, look around, do what you want. So
I would just be looking to make sure that I don't bounce right off of her. Otherwise, I'd just keep on moving.
Okay.
I wouldn't have stopped there.
All right. So ignoring everything I said, you run into a room,
five, 10, 15,
and there's two exits. You don't see muddy feet. You get a general lay of the place.
I don't see her. I'll go to the closest, 15, 20. Still don't see her? 25. And that's me. I'm done.
Okay. Half-orc number 5. Is getting chewed on by a puppy. Female hobgoblin me. I already know what I'm doing. Theoin.
Yes.
Where did I go?
No, I'm looking for you.
Through the window. Oop. And I just got to make sure I'm in the hiding in the right square, as it were. Through the window, get up, and then go 5 here, like so. So removing me, you see me. Oh, there I am. I'm right here. And she's arguing with the room.
Okay. She's arguing with somebody.
Yep.
Got it.
They're coming, they're right on my heels. You know, the men are going to fight defensively and, you know, retreat to here, you know. And you hear a female voice from beyond the crate say, "You fool, you've brought them right to me." And she points. And you see... Sorry, you don't see her pointing because I'm... Like, see the crook of the bottom of the thing? The bottom of the tunnel that turns, right? So you can't see who she's talking to. But you just see the hobgoblin's face kind of drop like, oh shit, I'm in trouble. And that's me. Al.
Right then. So, I'm no acrobat.
It could be awesome.
It's not going to be. Let's go for it. 5, 10, 15, 20.
I get my cue cards lined up to see what number I'm going to pull.
Acrobatics through the window. see one, play one, cousin. Oh, this is not going to be good. Come on, baby. 12.
There's one thing dwarves are good for. That's jumping through holes in walls.
No, I'd go through and land prone. I don't know what was the DC to make it.
Get up.
Get up. Dust myself off.
Okay.
Oh, that was impressive for a different sort.
That's my turn.
Okay. Niles. Oh, look, there's a bottle. I mean, they have food supplies and bottles and, you know, sitting right there.
Good for them. Yeah, all through the window.
Okay. You're just going to be like, nope. Let them get there.
Well, that monkey see monkey do.
Okay.
Okay. Acrobatics.
Right. You just get up, Al. Through the window comes Niles.
Hey, 18.
18. Okay, so he rides you back down to the ground, but Niles sticks a landing, or he's basically on you.
Awesome.
Oh.
15.
The dwarf is too sturdy and low center of gravity for you to knock over. You just kind of jump on him. Now he's like, you know.
Deep frogs me.
Good. You got one hand on his shoulder and your heels are dug into his hips.
Did that cost me an action or am I still my movement?
An action. But you're still part of your original movement because most of these guys started like right at the window. Oh, no, because I had cost... No, because I had everybody... Both Thea and her like had to spin a full... You know. So, anyway, you're here. 15, brand new move. 20.
25, 30, 35, welcome to humans with
sleep. Okay, starting up the battle again. Because it never ended, apparently.
Hey, Thorne. What do I see? Oh.
You didn't move your guy.
What's that?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, hey, little buddy.
Hey, let's continue.
Out of the way, I'm the tank now.
Out of the way, my turn.
Okay. Room full of boxes. And Hobgoblin right in front of you, talking to somebody. And now it's the woman's turn. "Go forth, my servants," says a voice echoing in the back of the chamber for free. And I begin casting a spell.
Oh, shit.
Really? Miros.
Parlay.
Parlay? Miros.
All right. Well, everyone else is going to the cave.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be damned to be left out of this. I'd like to go in. Five. 10, 15,
diving,
20.
Diving through the moss curtain.
25. Quick question. How high is the ceiling in here?
All the way to the top.
Aye.
In this room? These are art caves of like 15, 20 feet.
And then over by that tunnel there where my party went
into. The tunnel's like back down to your kind of like a 10.
Okay, 25.
Oh, plenty of room for you to 30. Run right over the top of us.
35. I already figured that one out there. So that's my first move.
Mm-hmm.
Have some fire out while you're running by.
And then there. Oh, I've got some treat. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. There it goes. A little slap on the back. Keep up. Yeah, this one's yours. You want to kill seal. And then run past. And that's my 35.
Okay. Are you on the ceiling?
Yeah, I like to do the cartoon, like
where did you hit the ceiling?
In the tunnel where Theo and Niles are.
Okay, so then it's like, if that's a 10-foot tunnel, that's another like 10 feet up to get to the ceiling off the edge. So you gotta add 10 feet to your movement just to get to the ceiling. So you need to back off 10 feet, right? And then the same thing, you gotta come down 10 feet to get to the tunnel.
So, okay, 35. So
let's put you here, maybe? You're right over top of Theoan?
Well, my action brought me... That was just my second move action that got me there.
He didn't hit the ceiling until the tunnel. So he was on the ground until he was in the tunnel. And then
you start climbing here.
Up. Yeah, when the tunnel got clogged with bodies.
So he's running up the side.
Okay,
then
so,
keep running,
so when,
kind of
when you get to here, you need there's a 10-foot up.
Okay.
So that would end you here, yes?
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
10 right, feet off the ground.
Yep. Yeah, and that's my second. Mm-hmm. So then I want to move into the room. And before I decide where I go next, I want to see what I see first.
Okay. We are not in exploration mode. We're in combat and perceiving, like having, a tactical look. You see a room full of crates, and then there's one, two, three figures. Right. So like, you see heads, right? And like I said, as I reveal, it becomes obvious to you.
All right, so I'll do perception then.
You're out of moves.
Is there a spell? Is there a spellcaster?
Yeah, we'll get into that. Like I said, you guys all busted in the room, and they're reacting. They're actually doing stuff on their turns. Like I said, you guys want perception to go the complete lay of the land, unless something's obvious, which I'm about to lay out as the turn goes. You've done three actions. You're done. What happens? What do you see, Murals? Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about this creature and this creature that begin shambling forward.
All right.
Okay. And in the back, you see a woman by the crates.
Hello.
Chanting away. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. Let's talk about this interesting looking warrior. Oh, there's something familiar about this warrior. Something very familiar about this skeletal champion. And it comes forth. 5, 15, and is squeezing to get between an ally. And did I miss somebody? Oh no, I had her talking. To get between an ally and this wall. So I'm going to give him the squeezing condition. Doink. Squeezing, squeezing. Where is squeezing? Squeezing, 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 squeezing. I don't have it here. Wounded, stunned, sickened, stupefied. What is squeezing to you, Joe?
Squeezing isn't a condition.
It's not a condition in Synod.
Oh, okay.
The squeeze is using your athletics.
Okay.
To squeeze into something.
Okay, so I'm going to make an athletics check, burning an action to maintain a stance in a square that has partial rock in it. At least I'm burning actions. So I move, and I get into with my athletics. And if I can't get in there, I can't get in there. My acrobatics. Get in there with a 14 between an ally and a little bit of a rock, and take one swipe at our cleric, who's left himself up in front. Where is my targeting? Hey, you remember our buddy with the giant halberd that had attacks of opportunity and stuff? Wearing Hell Knight armor?
Not that guy, because he did.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm too close. I don't need to squeeze. He gets this close. He moves forward and pokes you with his lance.
Gonna try to poke me with his lance?
25. With my deadly jousting 10-foot reach lance. Using it like a spear. Kapoke. 10 points of damage. On Niles.
Oh my god.
And he's done. Well, I did offer you guys a chance to break combat. Two of you guys were about to nap. Run down the baddie. Well, because the baddie decided to once again use tactics to draw you in. The first time didn't work. Maybe this time will work. I'm not fired and killed by my boss for being, you know, idiot and ruining her plans. This one here also levels said lance. Now, Muros goes racing across the roof right above me. So this one here spends a perception action to go, what is that? And looks at you. If I'm 6 feet tall and have 10 foot lance, you're 20 feet up. I don't think I can reach you, but you do sort of hang 5 feet down. So let me just double check how big this cave is, because I'm pretty sure it's a 20 foot, at least a 15 foot opening. The corners, the vine, the platform. 15 tracking, webbing, perceptions, yada, 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 yada. All this wonderful stuff. Can you see me? You can see me. Anyway, a 5 foot guy with a 10 foot lance and a 5 foot tall guy, the entire range is 20 feet. So I'm going to say no, because it's me at full length reaching just to get the top of your head to make that 20 foot connection. So I don't think he can attack you, but I'll burn a chevron to see you. What are you doing up there? And instead of burning a second chevron to see Niles, this guy's already attacking. I'm going to move under you. 5. I'm going to climb up on the crates over here. Boop. Athletics check. Get up on my crates. Dun, dun, dun. 16. Gets up on a crate and tries to attack you from here. Now I have the height and leverage I need, and I try to attack Muros with my lance from
here. It's like that spider in the corner of the room you're trying to get with, like, that's...
Oh, I don't have a lance. Sorry. Only one guy has a lance. I have a bow. Sorry, I just assumed they both had... Okay, sorry, I'm going to stay where I am. I see you. I shoot you. I have a bow. Two of the same creature, I just assumed they had the same weapon. I'm looking at the wrong guy here. I shoot you with my bow. And a miss. And yeah, spider monk. Spider pig's up there going, hey man, that's my good guy. Shoot again. Is this an agile weapon? No, it is not. Ding. 16. Miss. And I'm undead, which are generally, you know... kind of smart, but kind of stupid. I think he's just going to waste arrows and just keep firing at you despite the penalties. Natural one. Ping, 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 ping. And does this. Natural one.
I approve those actions.
Yep.
Right?
Reflex save. See if I drop my bow. Natural one. A one on top of a one. This guy.
Yeah, not your system.
This guy fires at you once, twice, third time, and pulls so hard with his undead strength, he actually breaks his bow. My bow takes the broken condition, Joe. Can I still fire at a penalty? My bow is broken, but I'm done. Well, he looks that up. Theowyn, cross hammers. Suddenly you're in the back all of a sudden. Everybody ran in front of you. But there she is. There's your target. Yeah.
Can you take it to Hobgoblin?
Yeah.
Kind of there.
Attack of opportunity as you cross through my 10-foot reach from Mr. Dude here.
Okay.
Do-do-do with my lance. Where's my lance? I turn. There we go. I have a lance. 17. Miss.
Miss.
Theowyn, you were saying.
I'm going to kill the hobgoblin. I can't make it to the wizard, unless you're going to let me go that way.
You could tumble through them with acrobatics. You can still move through enemy squares with acrobatics, I believe, Joe. It's not easy, but...
I'm just going to kill the hobgoblin.
Leaving Niles to deal with several combatants in your wake, because Muros is dancing on the ceiling.
All right, so 30.
Yep.
For 13 points of damage.
And she goes down.
I'm going to spend my second attack to hit the undead with the lance.
Okay.
Now, this is a sweeping weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the attack roll is, add 1 to it. So 15. Does that hit?
That is a good question. Do-do-do-do-do. Nope.
I don't think it does, nope. But if it did, 5 points.
Nope, it does not.
Yep. Okay. I am done.
Okay. Theowyn.
And Niles, he's already taken his attack of opportunity.
Yes, thank you.
Round 13.
I'm there for you, buddy.
It's the battle that never ends. Albrecht, time for nap.
Nope.
What do you do, Al?
Run fast.
10, 15.
I'm Are you close enough to spell?
Awesome. You know what? I probably am. So I'll just do a simple... Ray of Frost. Darn it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Everything else I have takes
and all the good stats.
Mm-hmm. You're here to witness the end, Al. Pressing our luck, we shall see. Very excited to see how this battle turns. Niles!
This will be quick.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for taking out the Hobgoblin. Because now I will turn the undead. So, using a burst
Ooh.
Of positive energy,
Ooh.
healing our allies.
No.
Anything that's living gets healed. Anything that's undead.
That's going to bring the Hobgoblin back up.
Yep.
don't matter.
She's more dangerous.
Yeah, but the problem is, because I'm at dying one, it just brings me to zero with the wounded condition. Like, she stands up with, like, half a hit point. Mm. Or do I actually get to eat all the points and go get right up? Because if once I'm into the dying condition, just like, you know, all that extra damage doesn't take me down, a burst of healing energy is just enough to, like, keep her from dying. It stabilizes her. It brings her up to, like, zero or one with the wounded condition, just like your hero point. Or, because we've had Auk, like, lay on hands for 4 points, but it doesn't really give the guy 4 points. I believe it just brings them back. You know what I mean? Tell me I'm wrong on this, Joe.
Sorry?
I think she would go to zero, and it would remove the wounded condition as well.
Yeah, if you get magical healing, it takes away.
Yeah, but do I get all the points, or just leave dying behind and wake up at zero?
Well, right now I'm just trying to read to make sure that it just says allies.
That's a very handy word.
Yeah, targets all living and undead creatures. Oh.
That's fine. I killed her once. I'll kill her again.
Well, if not, then I can...
Unheal?
Huh? Yeah, well, not unheal, but...
I can unheal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just because at least we'll also get... Everybody will get healed also.
Yeah.
So,
I vote. Go for it.
All right. Go for it.
You do you, bro.
So you can simultaneously heal while turning undead. That seems a bit off.
Nope. Because I'm dispersing positive energy in a 30-foot... Because turning undead is a feat now.
Oh, okay.
He's going full hippie.
Instead of taking...
Healed along.
So you're healing us, you're healing you, harming us, but using your feat to turn the harm into a turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. But they still get harmed. So they still take damage.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like the last edition too. Okay. All right. But I will say, it's not as good as
my other one.
Is a boss fight, and I will retract the entire fight if something this minor... You know what I mean? Completely sways the battle. Might be a whole bunch of redoing and backing up to do. So
9.
You're very sure. So everybody gets 9 points back, right?
Everybody.
So
yep.
Al clears to 0. Niles is down to 1. Medium undead takes.
I just have to read.
And this medium undead. This medium undead takes 9.
All right. So it gets a basic fortitude save. The undead. If they pass, then they take half damage. If they fail, the frightened condition is critically fail. They get frightened 2.
10 for 1, 23 for the big guy.
So 1 is a pass, 1 is 0.
Yeah. Now, Theon, the guy you're thinking about tumbling through,
uh-huh.
Do you remember the skeletal guardian's lackeys, the dudes with bows that went down easy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what's in front of you. You're not facing two skeleton guardians. You're facing one skeletal guardian with a lance and a mook with a bow.
Oh.
Who just broke his bow.
A bowless mook.
Yep. Broken bowless mook. So I think I have healed everybody, and I believe I have harmed all your dead.
Yeah.
Okay. And undead don't get dying. If you pass me into 0 and I fail, poof. So the guy in front of you just falls into bones and armor. The cleric.
Oh, sweet.
Pairs to, you know, he even makes this strange, like the arm, he's looking at it, wondering, comes up and the mouth opens, like he's making a drinking motion. And then it's almost like the imaginary fluid, right that time where you could just kind of see it going into him, right? It just makes him fall apart. It's the turning of Caladan. Crazy to behold. Niles, you're done. The female human mage. She's female. She's female voice. She's casting a spell. That's all we know about her. I have no name, apparently. That's not right. Would you like to know what you're looking at? I'm sure you'd like to know what you're
looking at. I would like to know.
I'm sure you'd like to know what you're looking at. This.
Wiggly fingers.
Now, she does stand-up comedy about millennials. There's a great show she does called The Elder Millennial. She looks like Eliza to me.
Yeah, kind of.
Human elvish looking person with a tight platinum blonde and the very tall black scrunchie that's very thick, making a water fountain drop handle type of tight ponytail right off the top knot back of her head, wears green and black robes with the straight black shoulder pad outlay with the big V Dracula neck folding, you know, the big bookcase strapped to her side. Nice pointy boots. And she looks very unimpressed. She's got guy liner on and the black lipstick and got a wand and a dagger. Does not look happy to see you.
Arlay.
So I got a spell off last round when my minion came in here. I went, great.
Question.
Yes.
Light source.
Sorry?
Is there a light source in here?
Yes. There's torches. You can see. It's like dim light. You know what I mean? Because there's like a torch in each corner kind of thing.
Can you get the potion of dark vision?
There's also a small fire burning away.
Protect the torches.
A bedroll, a small fire, a stack of books and papers, a curious array of equipment covered in a tarp mark this spot is where someone's been camping for several days. A little campsite we've come across. Now, they don't mark those items on the map, so it's sort of a scattered about. I think a fireplace would be an awesome hazard in a fight, but I guess they just didn't want to do it. Anyway, going with the writer's intent, let's talk about my spells. Let's talk about the tactics. So, I cast a spell. Now it is my turn. I cast another spell. What do we got here? Bum, 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 bum. Maybe you have spellcraft.
I'll break.
Yeah, he's got a
see. I do. Can I hear her chanting?
Yeah, but you got to see it as well. There is like a huge penalty, I'm assuming. Because you got to see the symbols being...
I cannot see that from here.
I'm not saying you can't ID, but I'm assuming if you're only hearing a chanting during a battle of crash.
And it's not spellcraft. It would be the school of magic. So it'd be arcana or religion.
I'm.
Anyway, I cast a spell. Blah, blah, blah. And then I move. And suddenly the spell kicks in and there is three images of me swirling about. Sorry, four of me swirling about. It's almost like I split into four people. And I literally go to the wall and start walking straight up it. Almost as if I could had a climbing speed, Miros. But I don't use my chest hair. I use my ponytail. And I climb up. So I go 5 to the wall. I go 20 feet straight up. It's 25. And 5 feet over. Because I think I've got a 30 move.
Monkey to the corner. Monkey fight.
To the corner. Yeah. So. And there's four of me like you've been drinking too much.
That is positive.
Hmm. And that's me. Miros, you're up.
Hi. All right. Where is she there? I look at her.
I'm at your height now.
Okay. I look at her straight in the face. Just so you know, Miros Anvilbender is a perpetuator for gender equality, and I am not afraid to dropkick a woman. And I charge her. And by charge, I mean move toward her.
Okay.
So I go over in that general direction. I'm assuming with my 35 move, I can do something to get me next to her.
Oh yeah, like I'm at your level. All right, let's line this up a bit better here. I'm on the ceiling with you, so for
no,
you.
No, no, no. She's at my level.
I'm basically saying she's only 10 feet across the street ceiling. She's not far away.
Okay, glare of blows for the pace.
Okay.
All right, first one. Oi, that's a 26 to hit.
She shield blocks it. My spell is a shield spell, and a shimmering shield-shaped thing of force suddenly comes into existence. And I use a reaction to shield block it as if it were a real shield. Just like Theoin does. Isn't that neat? Damage?
That's fancy.
Yeah, damage. No. Yeah.
10 points of damage.
Has a hardness of 5. So 5 points goes to the shield. Sorry, 3 to shield, 2 to me. I believe is what we're going to do here. Where are we here? Oh, do not tell me that was heightened because that would have been really cool. No, it was not. Okay. You can height the spell and go like 10, 15. Take notes there, Al. See how a real caster works, buddy. Give me that book. Right. So she is going to take... What you got here? 10 points?
Aye.
Right. So she's going to take 2, and my shield is going to take... Oh, how many hit points does yours have? Because it looks like it's like a regular shield unless I heighten the spell.
Oh, mine is a steel shield.
Yeah, and you have it like hardness of 5 points. And...
Yeah, my, 5 and 20 hit points.
Yeah, so I would have at least that being a magical shield. It might even have more being force, but for right now, from what I can see, plus 1 to my AC, blah, blah, blah.
So you place your shield to ward off a blow. Your shield prevents you from taking an amount of damage up to the shield's hardness, so she takes 5 damage. You and the shield each take any remaining damage, possibly breaking or destroying the shield, so they both take the remaining damage.
Oh, that's not how
it's
we
not
do
one or the. It's not split the damage.
I owe Theo you... some damage, though. Wow. Yeah.
I yes. have a feat that plays it differently.
How so?
I have a shield block and a reactive shield.
Okay.
Oh, right. The react, and you did the react.
Ah. Still very cool, though. I just have the damage. I believe that's the damage. I believe that's the intent yeah. of them have because they have a list of spells that
and
she
that,
does
and
in
that
order.
Dispels the shield on, and she can't use it again for 10 minutes.
That's a cool spell.
After you shield block, the spell ends.
Can't it's cantrip. It's a one-off.
Unlike normal shield block, can't use it. Yep.
It's a cool spell. And that was his first attack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep going.
There's always more. All right. Ah! No. That's a 7. And then for my last, I want to grab. But I will use, it seems like my last area of attack, I will use my assurance skill and just take a flat 17 versus her fortitude.
That's so cool.
Okay. Oh, I've pulled up the wrong character. Fail. My fortitude is higher than plus 7. Sorry.
Oi, good to know.
And you're done?
Oi.
All right. Back to our champion here. Okay. Gets himself in position. Takes a 5-foot stride, which apparently, according to our Cellite Rules lawyers, does not provoke. And attacks Theoan at length with his 10-foot lance. Because I really don't care about the Hobgoblin. She is not my problem. Pokes the lance with a natural 20 crit.
I will use the shield block.
Okay. Deadly does an additional d8.
Let's see.
Oh, it did it. Sorry, never mind. Ignore that. Because I forgot it actually did it. That purple 8 is my additional. So 21 points of damage.
Okay.
Which does what?
I'll take it.
You're not gonna
I'm going to save the attacks of opportunity.
You're going to not deflect?
Nope. I'm going to save my attacks of opportunity.
Okay. Now, is there anything... I noticed there's some things about before things are rolled or whatever. I'm assuming in this attack it doesn't care if you know the damage of the roll, or is there anything in there about the reactive?
You can choose to spend a reaction, but you have to spend the reaction when the event triggers it. So you get hit. Do you want to spend your reactive shield or not? No, I don't want to.
Okay.
I'd rather keep it for an attack of opportunity.
No, I understand your logic, but it was, yes, I do. And then I read the damage and you went, no, I don't. I was like, is there anything in your feat about knowing the difference? Like, sometimes they say before, usually it's not before the damage is rolled. They usually say before the attack is rolled. So I don't think there's any foul play there. Anyway, it just jogged something in my brain. So anyway, that is attack number one. I moved, I attack you once, and now I'm going to attack you a second time at full nasty -5 crapness. With a nasty knight. Yeah, I didn't think that was going to do much, but, you know, undead are like machines. Theoan, it is your turn, sir.
Okay, I will take a 5-foot stride.
Okay.
Does not provoke an attack of opportunity. And I will start chopping at the skeleton.
Oh, there's an interesting thing.
First attack, 20. Destroys it.
Sorry?
I destroyed it, apparently.
Natural 20. 13 points of damage. I
believe the actual term is...
No, I have you targeting the wrong undead. No. No, he's done.
Okay.
Did anyone hit me before?
Yeah, the cleric for 9.
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay. Yes, kapoof. Down he goes. They just don't make skeletal warriors like they used to.
Can you keep swinging with your wraparound action right back to the chick who got up?
She didn't get up.
She's never got up.
It's not my turn yet. I just suddenly woke up. I was unconscious. You know, burst.
All right, so this one will be at 1 point higher because it's the sweeping attack. So AC 25 to a prone target.
Watch out, Niall says. This attack will heal everyone, even the hobgoblin. Go for it, everybody says, right? And this is for the hobgoblin.
Right.
Well, you got
with her later.
You got player or character. It's free, right? So sure, you know this. Right. And
Gasplat. So is her armor class worsened because she's prone?
Oh yeah, you only got +4 to hit her.
Okay, so is that a crit then? Oh, it doesn't matter. So just go to dying 0. 8 points.
Yep.
Unless that didn't drop her to 0, in which case she takes 11 more. If it was a crit.
No, I had like 1 point. Like I said, all she did was basically wake up. And it's a it's a single strike, which drops me. But because I was at dying... Oh, no, I don't have wounded because it was magical healing. So I'm right back to dying one. Right back to dying one. I'm just going to... Maybe if I make myself invisible by deleting the mini, you'll leave me alone. Let me die in peace. Stop bugging me. Which brings us to the top of round 14 because we tied two encounters together. Al.
Kill the wizard.
It's my turn. It's my turn.
Kill the wizard.
She made fun of your magic missile, cousin.
1, 2, 5. You said it was weak. 10, 15. And what can I do? Well, I think I'm going to not magic missile. Because I like to sound action.
I will say the woman does fit the description of the woman that's missing. Aren't we hunting this person for some reason?
Yeah, we're going to interrogate her.
Not if she can't do it if she's dead.
And nobody dies in this game. They just go to dying zero.
Healing. Wake up. Tell us everything. Fine. Chop.
That's good.
That's why we brought manacles.
Manacles of healing. Manacles of interrogation. You feel
power of Caden compels you.
I'm going to shoot her with a ray of frost.
Okay. Miss.
15 to miss.
It's all right.
And that's my turn.
Niles.
All right. So it's a spellcaster.
Mm-hmm. Well, with a crap load of spells, but once again.
That's fine.
Due to player ingenuity, I do not have the ceiling advantage, which would allow me a whole bunch of time. Crap. What do you want to do?
So I'm going to move behind Theon. What are my new spells? Yay. Deafness.
Ooh, nice.
Human mage. Or sorry, the elf.
Sure.
It's a fort safe that she's allowed.
Okay.
I don't have to target. It's one creature. Her. my fort save is 19. She has to beat.
So I have to hit a DC of 19 with my fort. Okay. 17.
That's a fail.
Notice the plus there, Muros.
Oi.
That's a hearty woman. My fort save is plus 10.
So you failed.
Yes, right. I did.
You're deafened. You're deafened for 10 minutes.
I love Joe, man. No effect. And that means you failed. So moving on.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it means. Yeah. You hit, you miss.
No, I was just calling back to his other fort attack that was like, what? You know, 19. I was like, no, I was not good enough. I'm deaf.
For 10 minutes.
Okay.
We're like, parlay. She's like, what?
And what does that do to my spellcasting?
Well, I do believe anything that has a verbal would be hard conditions.
Oh, that's nasty. If you perform an action that has the auditory trait, you must succeed at a DC 5 flat check or the action is lost.
Fail perceptions, healing, negative 2, press, such a fall, blah, 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 blah. Okay. But that's a raw D20 and all I gotta do is roll 5.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Every time.
One.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes.
That's fine. That's fine. I got this.
I am done, sir.
That's fine. I got this.
Essentially 20% chance of failure.
Yeah, it's like the
goal. Pretty cool. That's nice.
And that's a good setup for Niles, yeah.
25.
And if we take out all the lights,
yeah,
that's she's blind and deaf.
Darkness.
She's like a light bulb then.
Oh, yeah.
So. Oh, I almost forgot. My mirror image. Those hits from Miros. Only a 1 in 4 chance of hitting me. 1 in 3 with 2, blah, blah, blah. So, I'm going to have you roll a d4, Miros, and you need a 1.
Right.
3.
3.
And how many times did you strike me beyond the first?
Once.
Well, twice, because once I blocked with the shield, but I
struck at you, yeah.
Yeah, but damage got through to me, right?
Oh, true enough, yeah.
Right.
And then the second one I missed, John, and then I failed to grab you.
Okay, so I'm down a figure, but I've taken no damage. So now it's a 1 in 3. No, sorry. 1 in 4, and then when I'm down a couple images, it's 1 in 3. It drops. If an attack rolls, fails, and hits your AC, it destroys the image, but has no effect. Illusionary swirl about you. Any attack that would hit you have a random chance of hitting one of your images instead of you. If all three remain, there is a 1 in 4. Okay. Yeah, because I forgot I had that up and running. And spider climb is gone. And what have I got left? Oh, so many cool things, but they just, I don't know. They just don't seem to have the same oomph. So, I like this one. This is a brand new, where'd it go? Yes. I am going to take an action to step away from Muros. Okay? So I'm, because it's wall, I'm basically going down the curve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going
halfway down.
I'm going down away from you. Okay? So, technically, I'm still here. I'm just below you now. So you're 20 feet up the wall, the ceiling. I just kind of, because I'm at the corner, 15 feet tall. Okay. And for two actions, cast a somatic and verbal spell. Oh, I need to roll my check. 11, no problem. Oh, can you guys see that? I guess you can't see that, can you?
No. Yeah. We saw shadows.
Oh.
We believe you.
Okay. Tendrils of darkness curl out from my fingertips and race through the air, dealing 2d4 negative damage and 1 persistent bleed damage to living creatures in the line. So, I'm going to draw a line, basically from me, straight through Theoan and Niles. So you boys get a fortitude save, please. And depending on success, critical failure, heightened, blah, blah, blah. Wonderful things happen to you. So, oh, you know what? Never mind, you guys roll your own saves. I was going to say, when I cast a spell, it'll roll the save for you, but then people will be like, that's bullshit! The computer rolled for me! 21 and 20. Okay, what is my... What is it? Bum, 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 bum.
Good saves, boys, good saves.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Good job, John. I cast Grim Tendrils. Let's open it. It won't let me open the spell. Usually there's a way to see what it is. Al, what's your DC for first level spell? It's just your proficiency, blah, blah.
It's her, yeah, training bonus plus int bonus.
Yeah.
If she's a int caster.
Yeah, what's her?
Plus 10.
My int is 4, and then...
So she's trained or expert? If she's trained, that's 5. That would make the DC 19.
Doesn't say. I'm assuming 19, and you guys hit it. Because even with a 20, you guys still got it. So I'm assuming 19. Or at least 18. So 2 saves on my Grim Tendril spell. So success. Creature takes half the negative damage, no bleed.
That's good.
Yeah. So the cool thing now, though, is if I actually target... Boink. Target the two of you, and then the spell actually has a damage dice, right? I can just do this. Boink. And 7 points to both, but you only take half. See, if it had rolled the spell for you, it would take it off. So basically 3 points, because you round down. Mm-hmm. Or the first dice, but it's at half, so we'll round down to 3. So I'm going to give Niles 4 back. I'm going to give Theoan... Okay. Maybe. And that is me. Miros.
Hey. Well, I know of one of two things. I'm either drinking or fighting. I'm not drinking right now, so that leaves the latter. Mm-hmm. So I step up to where she was. I'm like, oh, you like to wiggle your fingers. So do I. Flurry of blows, spinning backhand fist, mixed up with a roundhouse.
Okay, so you're gonna go above me and come down the wall, kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put you here just for thematic. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Who's close to what?
I gotcha. First attack. Do good. Oh, 23. That's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Roll out the damage. 6 points.
Ouch.
A second attack. 23.
Mirror images, Jeff.
9. And we're, yeah, there is mirror image.
I'm letting him have his fun. I can just take the damage off. I don't feel he's doing well.
How much damage does a mirror image take?
It only takes a hit, but you need a... So give me a d4.
Aye. There's a first one.
Oh, that actually hit me. So I took the 6. Give me another d4. Right. Another one. I took just hammered away at this one image.
Aye.
All the other images like get below me on the wall going, we don't want any of that. Flurry of blows, 2 hits on one thing, right? Wow.
And I'm going to make an attempt to grapple, but I'm not going to just...
You know, I'd even give that to you. I'd say a flurry, you don't have to roll the d4 once, because it's a... You know what I mean?
Wait, they are 2 separate attacks, though, so let's be fair.
Oh, you got to roll... Right, sorry. It's only the damage that stacks, like, as a pressure point. Never mind, sorry.
Hey, so I will attempt a grapple at a -8.
Okay.
Yeah! 11.
Nope. No. And that's you.
It was worth a shot. Yes, that's all me.
Okay. Theoan, your crossbow is outside, so, about 200 feet away. If you hurry now.
So there's lights in this room, correct? I'd like to gather them up.
There's a campfire.
I'll pee on that later. How many torches in the room?
No, I was mistaken. It's not a torch. It's a campfire. That is your light source.
Oh.
It just, you know, 40 feet the room. And go kick it out.
Oh. Yeah, I'll put it out. Empty out. If I'm standing right in front, I'll just take out my water skin.
It's got to be near the center of the room. You just kick it over and, you know, throw shit on it. And, yeah, full round action. Yep. Douse a fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Making it dark.
I want to do something because it would be funny because now technically I'm deaf and blind, but it's just.
Mm-hmm.
You guys suck! There, I did it. Apologies. Theo, when you're done, do attack the fire. Ow!
Hey!
Empowered magic missile?
And then I cast a full round action of empowered magic missile. Now, how does that work with mirror? Because they always strike true.
Right, so they would divide amongst the images. Or you roll a one, and they all strike it, or they all miss. But
oh, I can.
As soon
can
as the choose. First, as soon as the first one hits, right? Can you pick multiple targets with multiple missiles in the spell?
Oh yes, I can. I can choose where all the missiles go to.
Oh, there you go.
Any target of any choice. Me. So I could do a volley where they all take one, and then whoever has three.
Yeah. So there's he's hit one, so there's two left. You see three targets, right? So how many missiles have we got?
Six.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is second edition.
Okay.
Rules is written, magic missile completely ignores mirror image. It is not fooled by an illusion.
Oh,
that's what I thought. I thought it always struck true. I thought that was just a thing.
No. You guys know your spells better than I do. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because, again, that would be kind of a deal breaker. Because if I killed somebody because you didn't hurt me, you know what I mean? So, no, I'm actually glad Frank brought that up, because, like, you know. Okay. So... But it doesn't hurt the images, so you just hurt me, but my images are still there.
Lord.
Okay, well.
So here we go, me rolling all four for this.
Yep.
Max damage missile. No, because
am I target? Yeah, I'm target.
Ones. So one. Oh, oh, oh. Two. Oh, three. Oh,
why do you call it what you got there?
Four. Oh, there it is. All right, so far it's three fours and a one.
Yeah, but it's like 5 points, so, 5 points,
so
5 points.
5, 10, 15, 16, 17 damage so far with my first four missiles. Oh, there's another two for 19. And another four for a total of 24 damage.
You really pretty suck. Good. All right. Ow.
That's gross.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah. Ouch. Yeah. Ouch. Niles. Oh, sorry. Got anything else?
I finally feel like I'm pulling my own weight here.
Cast your battle. Everyone just like back off and watch, yeah? Da-na-na-na.
Call in the artillery.
Well, I'm definitely changing my focus. Al, you all done?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a full round magic.
Niles.
Yes, I'm going to reach into my pouch.
Yes.
Pull out a potion of healing that we have.
Yep.
That I have. And give one to Theo, who's a little on the needy side.
Here you go, buddy. Fair enough.
So retrieve an action. Yep, one. Yep. Give it to him.
Okay. There you go.
And I just drink it. Just drink it. If you're hurt, drink it.
No,
it's for you.
No. He has 4 points of wounds. You have 24 points of wounds. It's for you.
He's for you. You're bleeding through the nose.
You want to save in the action economy, he just tucks it in your pouch going, just draw that next round. You're good. You know.
Yeah, I'm done.
Because he's busy kicking out fires.
I'll uncork it for him and hold it. There you go.
Just lean into it.
Blah. Okay. Her turn. What to do?
Crying is a free action.
Okay.
Surrender is also an action. Just saying.
What?
Yeah, but...
Yet. Not...
What can she see?
Yes.
Wait, does she attack the darkness?
Oh, it's not a spell list I'm looking through. It's a gear list. Where's my ever-burning torch? Where's... Can't see shit. Read aura. Oh, that's a good way to see you. Focus on a target object. Oh, okay, never mind. I was like, sweet, if I could pull up four auras, that would be targets.
Does she have fairy fire? That's a spell.
Still need no, a I have a light spell, which now I have to cast, wasting a full round of me. But yeah, so I'm gonna cast and move. Cast light, ping. Now we can see again. Yay! And I gotta move away from the crazy dude. 5, 10, 15.
It's like the full horror reveal when 20. You turn the light on, and there's the monsters like right there.
Don't forget to do your flak check. It's a verbal.
Yep. 14. Oh, sorry. Let me dial the camera in there. See that? 14. I just realized I rolled like physical dice. So you guys can see that. 14, and she moves north 15 feet along the east wall to the tunnel. Time to use the terrain to my advantage.
And what elevation is she at right there?
15 feet. That's the problem. Is I literally, I'm over the hole. Like, I got to come down to get in.
Time to grab up the lance and poke her.
Yeah, it's like a lance sitting right. I'm surprised no one's like, I'm sitting there going, don't pick up the lance. Don't pick up the lance. Don't pick up the lance. Anyway. right now is going for distance over height to get away from that crazy guy with the hugging and the touching and the feelings. Anyway, a move, a spell, and I'm done. Miros.
Oi. So she hustled over there. Quick question. Did she take the ceiling route or did she take the ground route?
Neither. I took the wall.
Whoa.
Because remember, I'm not on the ceiling. I'm a little bit down the wall. So I just basically sideways went, you know, did the upper ring.
So is she blocking that entrance now?
No. Because the ceiling of the cave comes down to 10 feet to meet it, right? So picture a 10-foot hole with a 10-foot wall above it.
I'd like to cut her off and get into that hole first.
Okay. Well, you are...
faster than a human.
Yeah. No.
35.
Oh, you just want to use, like, multiple moves and just get down there?
Well, if I could follow her path, but I have 5 feet advantage on her.
Well, you're...
I'll spend two moves.
Yeah, you're...
That's what it takes.
You're above me to hit me, right? So basically, if you rim this place just like I did, right, and go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Move to the other side of her.
I wouldn't have got that far. There's two diagonals here I didn't incorporate. The first one is here, which I saw, but the last one... Because for me to go above there, that's a diagonal. So I wouldn't have made that. I wouldn't have got that far. So I am actually... I'm actually here. A little closer to you. Because I never got that far. The last diagonal is 10. Because I only have like a 30 foot. And I'm like 5, 10, 15, 25. That last over the hole would have been 30. So I can go here, I guess, in the corner. Right, so now you, sir. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Right? Now, technically, I'm below you, but our squares touch and we're adjacent.
Okay.
Right? So that's 25 to get to there. Right? Now you want to head for the hole, right?
Well, hold on one second. What? So I'm going to give her a flurry of baitons on the way by.
Okay.
And then for my last action, I'll go to block off that hole that she'd be making a run for.
Okay. Go ahead.
Don't be running away from combat there, girly.
Go ahead.
It's not polite. 23. That's a hit. 10 points.
Okay, roll a d4.
Certainly.
Because he didn't wink me. Miss.
Four. Right?
Miss. So I'll take those 10 back. Yep.
Okay.
And now you want to go down, or you want to hit again?
One more.
Yep. With a miss.
Yeah, okay. Then I use my last one there to go cut off the her point of exit.
Right. Straight down. Okay. Now, you can stand here and be in the entrance and still see everything that goes on the room. Unless you really want to fade back in the tunnel.
Well, would I be able to block off the entrance there?
Well, actually, if you're back here, then you're not a target, because she'd have to come down and look in. So I guess it would protect you. That's probably your better tactical position. You can still see 60% of the room, so you're fine.
I'm not worried about being a target. I just want to make sure she can't go through the tunnel.
Either way, here, or if you're basically standing.
Yeah.
Now,
right there, then.
Now, this is a 10-foot tall tunnel. I can come down to the ceiling and walk. So are you clinging to the ceiling or are you on the floor?
I'll take the high road then.
Yeah.
I got a couple of cousins that can take the low road.
Right. So you stay on the ceiling. Yeah, sure. So you're upside down on the ceiling in the entrance and I'm up in a corner.
Right.
Okay. This
Where
is
you think you're
gotta
going?
Be the most interesting acrobatic fight I've done in a long time. Theoin.
All right. So if I remember correctly, the lance is...
Yep. No potion?
Right there. So...
Potion?
Oh yeah, I'll drink potion. Might as well. Okay. I'm a little wounded.
Yep.
So spend an action to retrieve the potion that's being held out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Action to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Action to move.
Okay. Now if you like, without moving your feet, you could bend down and pick up the lance and be lanced for next round. Then you could be moving over there with lance.
I'd have to drop axe and shield. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Nah, then I don't threaten. No, I'll keep it how I am.
Okay,
I'm
so,
fine.
If
she drops in.
You drink and just run over.
Yep.
Okay. You have enough movement to actually be right under him if you wish.
Well, if I'm...
It's okay. I forgot about your tech of opportunity. If she crosses between you...
Yep.
Okay.
And that's what I'll do. If she crosses between the two, I'll take a swipe at
her. So let's talk about this potion, Joe. What does he get?
I do not know.
is it the lesser potion? Just a D8?
Yeah, lesser. Yep. Yeah, D8 plus one.
Drink it down.
8 points.
There you go.
Eight points. We take off 8. You're down to 16. And the round ends. We go to Al next time on Age of Ashes, the Elven Portal podcast. We are well into an hour 44, 45 minutes, gentlemen. So we will see you all next time. Say goodnight, Niles, MVP.
She's going to die.
Goodnight,
all.